And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for joining me today. Hey, it's a great day out there where I'm sitting. Hope you're having a great day as well. We're going to talk real estate investing today. Go figure. That's what we do, right? We always do. But in particular, I want to focus on one type of asset class, maybe a subtype of a particular asset class. And this subtype can really make you a lot of money. And it's a bit of a dinosaur of sorts. But you can't be scared of this dino. It can really perform for you. You will get cash flow, which we always want to see. But in particular, the potential is there for a very, very low out-of-pocket, cash invested in other words, and a ton of equity. So whether you're interested in creating cash flow, right, it's one of the things we talk about. So you want to add, let's say, an extra $500 a month to your household income, $1,000, maybe $2,000 a month. You can do that. Or if you want to build wealth by capturing a ton of equity, this is the asset class for you. And we're going to get to that here in just a moment. For those that have been listening to the show, have caught the show before, you know that my family and I, we travel a lot. And we are out on the road again. So naturally, the question, where are we now? Well, we're camping. We're camping in the RV bunker at Dinosaur Valley State Park. Now, I was talking with my producer before the show. He wasn't sure where that is, so you may not know either. It's just outside the town of Glen Rose, Texas. And in fact, it's not far at all. It's about an hour drive from downtown Fort Worth. I mapped it, hour and a half from Dallas. Just a short drive southwest of Fort Worth, in fact. And I'll tell you, this may very well be my shortest RV trip ever in terms of distance, but not in terms of time, because my family and I have the time, and we're taking the time and spending close to a week here. Why are we doing that? Well, you go to Dinosaur Valley State Park, and what do you see? You walk the Paluxy River. It's just a slow-moving, pretty shallow river, and you stumble upon dinosaur tracks, theropods and sauropods. Think T-Rex, that's the theropod, or Brontosaurus. Specifically, Acrocanthosaurus is what they think was stomping around here, and Sauroposeidon. But in any case, we're here because we just finished a long summer 13-week study. We homeschool our son, and we've been studying dinosaurs. Just wrapped it up, so we wanted to take some time to explore. Get closer to those dinosaurs that we spent so much time studying, and we've done that. We have been up and down the Paluxy River, I can't tell you how many times. And it's great because we're able to be here in the off season. Everyone else is at work, everyone else is at school. So there are no crowds stomping around where the dinosaurs stomped eons ago. And it's just a great way to round out his studies. I'll tell you what, he's 7 and a half now. I can't wait till we get to American history, let's say the colonial past, and we can take a nice long trip up to the Northeast, couple our homeschool studies with a visit to places like Independence Hall, the Liberty Bell, Benjamin Franklin's home. My son, he's already a fan of Ben Franklin. I am too. Did you know that he owned rental property? Over 200 years ago, Ben Franklin, he understood the value of the things that we do and the things that we're talking about on this very show. So that's how we, my wife and I, like to couple our homeschooling with our travels. And we are able to do that because of that cash flow that I mentioned a minute ago, because of the equity that we've built up, which eventually converts to more cash flow, which allows us to not be ruled by corporate America as we were a decade plus ago. I do not have to go into a job every day. I am not spending 40, 50, 60 hours a week working for somebody else. And we've passed that to our son. He's not tethered to a desk for 6 out of 7 hours a day. I mean, that's the conventional wisdom path right there, isn't it? Getting inoculated at an early age, getting used to the desk. And homeschooling's not for everybody out there. I'll admit that. It can be tough at times. The minds clash. But that is how we're getting him off of that path. Doing it early. And you know the path. Go to school, get a job. You know, get good grades so you can get a job, and work. and work and work and work. Do that 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week to where you don't have time. You know, I was talking with one of the park rangers, and it really fills up here on the weekends. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if you're planning, if you hear me talking about Dinosaur Valley State Park, think, hey, I want to go out there. Plan well in advance. It fills up tremendously on the weekend. But boy, during the week, nothing. Ghost town. It's been great. So that's what we do with our time. Now, what would you do? When you think about this, when you hear me saying this, what do you say? Man, I just wish I could dot, 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 fill in the blank. If you didn't have to go into the job every day, if you owned your time, how would you use that? But how do you get there? Starts with what I opened the show with, by saying we're working on your financial freedom. You have to achieve financial freedom. What does that look like? It happens when you meet or exceed, even better, your household expenses, your monthly expenses, with passive income. That is the cash flow component. That's what's going to get you to financial freedom. Now, equity, we're going to talk about today, because that's a big piece of these dinosaurs that I'm going to tell you about. Equity helps tremendously, but cash flow is what's going to get you there. And what you do is you buy one single family house, and it cash flows, let's say, anywhere from $200 to $600 a month. That's what we're seeing right now on all the submarkets, all the markets where we operate. Our houses that we buy are cash flowing somewhere in that range, and that's the net profit that we're keeping every month. Right. We have a gross rent that we collect. We pay our expenses. The net that we keep, somewhere between $200 and $600. Let's say $400. And then you buy a second one, another $400. Bam, now you're making $800. You double that over time to $1,600, to $3,200, to $6,400. Right? North of $10,000. At some point, you're now making more money from your passive income than you spend every month as a household. You're financially free. That job that has you tied to the desk, that can go away. That can go the way of the dinosaurs, the tracks of which I've been seeing here in the Paluxy River. Make that thing extinct. Get it out of here. But it does take some time, and you do have to follow a path. You have to start to acquire these cash-flowing assets. And maybe you don't want to do houses. You can do apartments as well. We have members that do the one. We have members that do the other. We have members that do all. Follow all of the paths that we talk about on this show. So cash flow, great. Equity helps. And with our houses, that's the beauty of it. We make money five ways. There's that cash flow that I talked about. And if you're buying right, you're creating something we call equity capture. I'm going to tell you how these dinosaurs, these big monster houses, these beasts, can really create a ton of equity for you through equity capture. And what that means is we bought right. We've bought at a discount. We've gone in and done renovations because they do require some work. And through that process, we've added value back to the house. Let's say I buy a house for $100,000, do $50,000 in work, but when I'm done putting that thing back together, it's now worth $200,000. You can see the gap there. That's equity capture, just in a broad nutshell here. But it goes on, because these are rental properties, and we put somebody in there that is paying that gross rent from which I pay my expenses, which include the mortgage. So I'm paying down my principal every month. We call that equity buildup. And over time, we do see market appreciation. Our assets go up in value. And all the while, it hasn't changed yet, I don't think it's going to, we enjoy the tax advantages. Now, we got a lot going on in our country right now. Things are going to happen on Capitol Hill. We've got elections coming. Who knows what will come out of that? But I think with the way that the political class is embedded in real estate, every bit as much as most people I know, those benefits are going to stay in place, because they benefit as well. Yeah. So don't worry about that. So we make money five different ways. And with some, again, let's say those dinosaurs, those older properties out there, I have been seeing some really, really big equity plays right now. Cash flow's there. It has to cash flow. But big, big equity plays. But I know what you're thinking. Older homes are scary. Right? I've seen that movie, The Money Pit. Ooh, older homes are scary. Well, let's see if we can change your mind. And I'm going to start with two examples. One of these is really old. This thing was built in 1900. Would you touch that? Well, after you hear these numbers, you might say, oh, absolutely, I would. Now, this is a house in Kansas City, Missouri. And if you're new to the show, Lifestyles Unlimited was founded in Houston, Texas, grew up to cover all of Texas, and is now well beyond the borders of Texas. We have Lifestyles Realty in Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, in East Tennessee, well, all of Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Arizona, right? Operating in some other markets as well. But Kansas City, Missouri, I did an interview actually with one of the realty team. I think it's been a couple weeks, maybe a couple months now even. And she told us about that market. Great, great market. It is turning around. It is tied for the top market with Austin, Texas in terms of real estate. And I'm looking at one property. This one, boy, she sent this out. It's been a few months. I didn't want to get anything too current because somebody else might be buying that. But this house is in Kansas City, 1900 build year, 1700 square feet. Kind of a standard house for this area, it looks like. It's a big one. 5-bed, 3-bath. You see that age, though, and you get a little nervous. Ooh, sounds risky. Sounds like I'm going to have a ton of money invested. Get this. Purchase price, about $140K. I'm just going to round the numbers. We're going to have to fix it up to the tune of about $50K. And normally when this realtor sends these things out, she's had a GC out there. Buying for $140, repairs $50. Estimated market value when we're done fixing it up, $274. So 190 something all in, 274 when we're done. That's almost 100K spread there. That's a really big spread. That's where that equity capture comes. Cash out of pocket projected on this one about $12,000. Now, wherever you're listening to me now, whether that's in Dallas, Fort Worth, Glen Rose, Texas, where Dinosaur Valley State Park sits, down in Houston, San Antonio, Kansas City, over in Chattanooga, doesn't matter. Go out to your market. Look at the retail listings. Look at the way people are buying. What are they doing? They're putting 20% down. And if they're doing repairs, that's out of pocket. Are they going to be $12,000 invested in any given house? No. No. The only way you can do this is by buying this type of property that does need repairs. 12K out of pocket. What are my equity capture? That's my focus today. What's the equity capture on this thing? $65,000. That is over 500% return. Now, this is one that I did cherry pick. I'll give you that. But there are a lot of these out there. If you're not scared of that 1900 build year, you can find this. You can do this. By the way, what's the cash flow on this? $260 a month. So it's in that bandwidth that we like to see, $200 to $600 per month. So, hey, music's coming on. That's an old house. I've got a not quite so old house I want to bring to you as well, just to counterweight this one. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa appreciates having mentors who have her back.
Having the faith to move forward, and y'all have everything provided. I could call a mentor and say, hey, I don't know what to do. Someone is always there to guide you. I have backup.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join now for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. Hey, if you've got any questions after today's show, you can send those to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And I'm coming to you today from Dinosaur Valley State Park. And a big shout out, a big thanks to the listener that sent me some tips and tricks about visiting Glen Rose. A lot of cool little town, small little town. A lot to see here, though. It's a pretty neat place. And again, thanks. I guess he caught on a prior show I mentioned coming here. Well, thank you again. If you guys have any tips or tricks, I always welcome those if I happen to mention where we're headed. Because we quite often don't really know until we get there, because we explore. We've got the time, right, to learn about these places. But I don't have as much time as I'd like to spend with you today. We already talked about a house in Kansas City, one of these, I'm calling it a dinosaur, it's an old thing. This thing was built in 1900, and it's quite big. It's quite a big thing. Now, you have to understand, Kansas City, they've got basements there. You finish those things out, you add to the square foot, that can add to the value as well. And often what they're doing up there is popping the top, so to speak, and adding square footage where the attic is, maybe even adding a little bit of a living space above the attic. These are all things that are standard parts of renovations up there, by the way. Sounds scary, But when you become educated and you learn how to do these things, it's secondhand. And you go out there and you have 12K invested in a house like the one I was just telling you about and capture a ridiculous amount of equity. And then you go on to hold that, watch that equity build up, watch that thing appreciate, and enjoy the tax advantages when you sell. In fact, I'm looking at this house in Kansas City. It sits atop a hill. Yeah, it's definitely, it's a 2.5 story here, looking at the attic. Clear, everything up there has a basement from what I saw when I visited. Looks like a winner. Looks like a winner. Now, do you have to go as old as 1900? Some people have investment criteria that say, no, I don't want to go. In fact, some people won't go older than the 1980s or the mid 80s. That's what makes these older properties. This is one of the reasons why I like these older properties. Let me tell you about another one. This is one that I personally bought, and it's gone full cycle. I sold this one earlier this year. 1950s build. So for a lot of people, that's too old. And this was in the Fort Worth area, Dallas-Fort Worth. 1950s build, right at 1950. About 1,400 square feet, 3-bed, 2-bath, single story. We don't have basements here. We don't do anything crazy with the attics. It gets too hot up there. It was just a bread and butter cosmetic fix. Didn't need foundation work. Didn't need a new roof. We did replace the AC. Painted the walls, opened up the kitchen to the living area, all new fixtures, all new appliances, new countertops. That's kind of the standard run-of-the-mill renovation that we're doing to add value to capture that equity. Now, this one for me was $21,000 out of pocket. This was a handful of years ago. My rehab was about $45,000 invested. Our equity capture was right at about 20 as well. So we're basically 100% return out the gate. But this thing cash flowed like mad. And we sold it to a total 900% gain if I add everything up together over the years. We saw a lot of appreciation in this market. That's the key here. But this was an older asset. If I'm afraid of those dinosaurs, I'm not going to touch those, am I? I'm going to miss that appreciation. I'm going to miss that cash flow. A lot of the houses that are older are in those more sought-after areas of town. Think about Dallas, down closer to downtown. People moved out, now they're moving back. They're going to move out again. They're going to move to the downtown from the suburbs. We're seeing that in Kansas City right now. Why I like these older houses? Well, for one thing, there's less competition, and therefore I'm able to get a better purchase price. And that yields for me a lower out-of-pocket, that yields higher equity, and that yields some of my best returns on these older properties. Other reasons I like them, Pier and Beam here in Texas, that's that crawl space, right? Not a slab. Why is that? Well, it's easier to get underneath to address the plumbing. If I need to run new, if I've got cast iron, I need to replace that, very easy to do. If I have galvanized pipe, some of these older houses do have galvanized pipe. You need to know how to look for that or have an inspector look for that. Very easy to replace with PEX. Right? We update the cosmetic stuff, the visible stuff. That's what's going to sell the property to my applicants. And these houses, like I said, are often in great neighborhoods that are currently turning around, being gentrified. And that's where you're really going to capture a lot of that equity. You're going to continue to see then that appreciation. There is so much potential for a beautiful property, but huge profits for you. But again, fear kicks into overdrive. You become scared of those dinosaurs because, man, they're going to eat me alive. There's no way. And typically those fears center around renovations. We were just talking about that. And the best thing you can do is to put a name to your fear and then start to pick it apart. Case study, as I mentioned, great place to go. Going out to our 2-day financial freedom seminar, what do we talk about there? Day 1, 8 hours, we talk about investing in single family. Day 2, 8 hours, we talk about investing in apartments. We're going to talk to you about renovations. And then you're going to continue to come out. And you know what? In fact, as we came out here to Dinosaur Valley State Park, we drove through a little town, a little city called Cleburne. Cleburne is south of Fort Worth. And I went, this has probably been about 3-4 months now, I went to what's called a single family road trip there. And this is something that Lifestyles Unlimited hosts in a number of the markets. And what we do is we go out to a house that a member has bought. And in this case, the member had just closed not too long prior to our visit. So this thing was still in very rough shape. And this was one of those dinosaurs. This was built in the 50s, I believe. It might have even been the 40s. This was a wood frame house. It wasn't brick, right? None of those fancy archways that you see in modern day communities. This was just a standard little three bed. I think it was just a one bath house. Garage had been converted for additional living space. That was it. And he's going to go in and do all the things that we talk about. Fix the foundation. I believe that had been done. They had not quite sealed some of the flooring that's going to be replaced. It had wood flooring. I think he was going to refinish that. I love those. Paint the place, redo the kitchen, new countertops, right? New fixtures, new everything, new water lines. And we got to go in and see this thing and hear his rehab budget. The general contractor that was going to be doing the work, he was there. The foundation company, there was a foundation company there. So we got to hear, what do these things cost? That's one of your fears. I don't know, man. It's going to cost an arm and a leg. There's no way. But we got to hear what these things are going to cost. And here we could see an actual example. Okay, I see the footprint of this house. I see how big it is. I see what it's going to cost to refinish those floors, to put in that kitchen, etc. And this member shared all the numbers. Hey, when we have it fully fixed up, here's the budgeted rent amount. Here's what our cash flow is going to be. Here's what our cash out of pocket was. Here's what our equity capture is. For me, nothing new. But there were new members there. This is the first time they've seen this kind of dinosaur. And it opened their eyes. And they say, man. And this wasn't his first house. I believe this was his second house there in the city of Cleburne. Bam, same thing. Done it once over here. Wash, rinse, and repeat right here. And that's the beauty of doing what we do in real estate with single-family houses, even with apartments, is once you figure out the process, it becomes very, very easy to apply it and to apply it again and to do it again and to do it again. And that cash flow goes from 200 to 400 to 800 to 2,000 to, before you know it, you're at 10,000, maybe 20, wherever you want to go with that. And you've bought back your time. You can cruise around and do whatever. That goes back to what I said earlier in the show. What would you do if you didn't have to go into the job every day? And I'll tell you, those road trips, those are the best. That is the best hands-on education I've ever gotten. You know, if I go back to when we started, my wife and I joined in 2012, neither of us had any experience in any of this stuff. Never rehabbed a house, never thought about rehabbing a house, had no clue. We lived in an apartment. And that's okay. We learned. We had our fears too. And we overcame that. First house we bought happened to be an 80s build. Second house, 65. And we've progressively gotten older and older because I've learned just through sheer road experience that these dinos, they produce. But again, you have to learn to overcome your fears. And education, best way to do that. Told you already a number of places that you can go to learn about that or to attain that education. If you want to learn more, just simply go to lifestylesunlimited.com and you can register for our free workshop. Learn about what we do. We are an education and mentoring group. We're here to help you. And some of the things you'll learn, by the way, and we talk about this as well at the two-day due diligence. I think this is probably the big factor for you if you're going to take on some of these older properties is learning what to look out for. If it's you walking the property or if you've got somebody doing that on your behalf, you have to make sure they're looking for these. An inspector should do this. I, in fact, always get an inspection. But as you walk the property, you know, it might be a pier and beam. If you can, look under the house. What do you see? Do you see cast iron or has it been re-plumbed? Do you see copper pipes or something else? When you open up the faucets on the sinks, does the water come out kind of brown? Well, it's probably still galvanized plumbing, right? Looking at the sewer lines, critically important right now, by the way. Houses of this age, of this era, late 1970s or so, had cast iron sewer pipes. That cast iron has a shelf life. And depending on how old that property is, it may have exceeded that shelf life. So you're going to want to get a sewer test, figure out, what's it got? Do I need to replace it? Again, galvanized water lines, same thing. Looking at the crawl space, does it need excavation? What's that going to cost me? If it is pier and beam and I need to get under there to replace the stuff, can I get under there? Or can my plumber get under there? Right? Any critters? Right? If there's an attic, how's the insulation? Right? Evidence of older houses back in the day had wood shake shingles in some places. Sometimes people just put a composite roof right on top of that. That's a fire hazard. Insurance companies do not want to see that. So what do I see if I look up in the attic? Sometimes you'll see that. Windows, old case, you know, wood case windows. How's the condition? Sometimes you can keep those there, you know, true to the era of that property, look great. Sometimes you need to replace them. What's the cost? These are things to look at during your due diligence. And I mentioned already the layout. I love this about older houses. You can go in and you can really change that, especially on pier and beam houses. Very easy to add a bathroom, move a bathroom, whatever you need to do. Easier access to the plumbing underneath. Same is true for houses with basements, like we saw in Kansas City. It's very easy to, everything's in the basement. I really like that. I could see there's no water heater closet. There's no closet for the AC. The AC's not up in my attic. Everything's in the basement. Very easy to access. And that includes the plumbing, and that includes the electrical for the most part. So you learn how to look for these things. You'll learn how to do your due diligence, and that fear will ebb, but you have to learn. And I'll add to that, having the right team around you is critical as well. And who do I mean? Obviously, those are the people that can do that evaluation for you. That's an inspector. That may be a foundation company. You know, maybe somebody specialized. It may be a roofer, electrician. So you need the people that can do that evaluation, that due diligence, and the people that can do the work, a proper team for that due diligence. But then beyond, what happens when I close? General contractor, perhaps, if you're having somebody do and organize everything for you, right, to manage the project. You know, we're talking about Kansas City. I'm not in Kansas City. If I buy a house there, what do? I get a general contractor to handle that for me. So team is hugely important, and maybe more important, especially if you are going to take on one of these dinosaurs, is somebody to help guide you, somebody that has renovated this type of property before. And I'll tell you, our single family mentor team that we have in Dallas, in Houston, Central Texas, we have a national team as well. They're there to guide you. And a lot of them have personally taken on this type of older house before, done the renovations. In fact, Sorrell Warren, he's one of our Houston mentors. He teaches a class specifically on investing in older houses. I know he's done this at past expos. I have not yet seen the outline of what courses are available this year, but he's a good one to talk to, whether at the expo or as your mentor. And you can check out past radio shows for interviews. I've interviewed Sorrell. I've interviewed Nicole, she's here in the Dallas area, bought a 1908 house she talks about. I love that. It's her 1908 house up in Denison, Sherman, that area, let's say. But you can go out, check out the shows, find interviews with them, interviews with other members who have taken on these sort of renovations. So check out the case studies, see the numbers, see the faces. These are real people with real results. Check out the radio shows and then come out to some of our events. Radio shows, by the way, you can also find those at lifestylesunlimited.com. And just to wrap this up, I'm coming to you today from Glen Rose, Texas, hanging around, you know, the Dinosaur Valley State Park for the week. I'm here to see the dinosaurs with my son. But the message for you, don't be scared of the dinosaurs, right? Don't be scared of an older property, because the rewards can be tremendous. They can be huge. Cash flow and just a monster equity capture. But you do have to know what you're doing. And you want to start by working on your education, by building your team, ideally finding a mentor, somebody that has done these things to guide you through the first couple of passes. And like I said, you figure out that, oh, this is so easy. Bam, bam, bam. And you're just rocking and rolling. Check out lifestylesunlimited.com and register for that free workshop that I mentioned as well. Thank you for listening today. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.